Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Businesses see measurable financial returns from outsourced safety services. A growing number of organizations are turning to professional safety services to unlock tangible financial benefits. Companies are examining the impact of outsourcing safety operations on both direct costs and broader operational efficiencies. Professional rescue services offer companies a data-driven avenue for reducing workplace risk, lowering insurance costs, and simplifying compliance processes. According to OSHA's business case research, over 60% of chief financial officers reported that each $1 invested in injury prevention returns $2 or more. These findings highlight a growing recognition of safety service investments as a strategic business decision with quantifiable returns. Industry research points to immediate financial impacts such as decreased workers' compensation premiums and less frequent lost time incidents, benefits that can be accelerated with effective safety partnerships.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.